The following program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love. Here's our host for today's broadcast, David James, along with the president and founder of the fellowship, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein.
Hello, my friend. It's David James, and what an extraordinary opportunity we have at this very moment. You know, are you anything like me where you watch the news, you see what's happening, maybe in the Ukraine, for example, and you say, that is so far removed from me, that whole Russian-Ukrainian thing, you know, we go on to another piece of news. Well, very applicable to us. Anti-Semitism, hatred of Jews continues this very moment. Countries like Iran, we know that, we see that in the news. All throughout Europe, we see that, but it's also happening here in the U.S., some of our country's most revered college campuses. And there is a freedom flight. It is on wings of eagles, rescuing Holocaust survivors, Jewish families, and their children from the Ukraine. Your opportunity to rescue a Jewish person, a refugee, and get them to Israel in safety and to live their days in peace. Many young families, their kids can grow up in a much more peaceful place there in Israel than they would ever find in the Ukraine. And to discuss this, my friend, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is here with International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And Rabbi, you've got this freedom flight happening very soon. Thank you so much for partnering with us. I welcome you and say thank you and shalom.
Thank you, Dave. Well, shalom from Jerusalem.
Well, Rabbi, you've got this freedom flight that's flying out of the Ukraine to Israel, and this is momentous. We can make a difference right now in rescuing Jews out of the Ukraine and bring them home to Israel. Rabbi, tell us about this extraordinary event that's taking place and why it's so important.
Well, each month we're going to have, if we can bring the resources, we're going to have a freedom flight of Jews, roughly 200 in each flight. There are roughly 2,500 Jewish refugees now waiting for their chance to come to Israel. God is calling us to make that possible for each of those people. You know, many of these Jews are Holocaust survivors themselves, or children of Holocaust survivors who endured so much during World War II. And there's been such a huge rise in anti-Semitism around the world, in terrorism against Jewish institutions. I cannot get out of my mind what happened in France and Toulouse, where an Islamic terrorist came to a school, killed a number of children and one of the teachers. The brutality that's out there and the war. And here is an opportunity to save a life, to save a family, to give dignity in the last years to a Holocaust survivor who somehow miraculously survived the Holocaust 70 years ago, who watched in Ukraine, who watched their families taken out to a ravine and shot, and somehow they escaped. When now they're stuck in this war in Ukraine, this isn't their war, and right, they're just in the middle of it, and we can get them out. There are Jews who need our help. There are Jews who are waiting for their turn. We have on this flight empty seats, not because there aren't people who can't get on it, but because we don't have the resources to do it. It's ultimately, is God going to speak to our hearts and to our families to adopt a family, to adopt a child, to adopt someone in the Ukraine, and to bring them to Israel to safety.
Yes, and we're going to offer a hope, and that's what this is. It's rescuing a Jewish refugee. And Yekiel, I'm going to give the phone number here, but I want you to address why they're refugees. We talked a little bit about that, but this is a very important point. $1,500, a one-time gift of $1,500 will put a Jewish refugee on this freedom flight out of the Ukraine, out of the atrocities that are happening there. Now, we think they happened 70 years ago. They're happening now, right now in Ukraine. And we are going to take one of these Jewish precious souls, one of these refugees, put them on a freedom flight to Israel, and your one-time gift of $1,500 will put a Jewish refugee in that seat on their way to Israel, to Tel Aviv, to having hope, a future, an entire new life because of you. The phone number is 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. Now, there may be some of you that say, $1,500 one time, I can't do that. Well, how about a gift of $500? We'll join your donation with two other listeners who are also giving $500, and we'll rescue one Jew. Or if there's 20, 30, 40, 50 of you that could gift a one-time gift of $150, we can do the same thing. We'll partner you together. 10 of you each giving $150 is $1,500. Here's the number to call. 844-809-4647. 844-80-WINGS, W-I-N-G-S. 844-809-4647. You can also gift online. We have a special page just for this flight. ifcj.org/radio, ifcj.org/radio. Rabbi, share with us the story of the 2,500 Jewish refugees in need of rescue, would you?
War that ensued starting a year and a half, 2 years ago in place in the east in Crimea when Russian rebels took over Donetsk and Luhansk and Mariupol and incorporated it as part of Russia and separated from the Ukraine. Jews were simply in the middle there because Jewish institutions tended to be downtown, and that's where the bombs were being shot. And you had a number of people from the Jewish community who were killed by these sporadic bombs. They don't spare anyone, then, but you have many of these people who are elderly who can't even get out. They can't move. There is no train station. It's being bombed. The airport is bombed. There are no flights. And so we have volunteers who go in at night, risk their lives to go up four flights of steps in the dark, to bring an elderly person, an elderly Jew, most likely a Holocaust survivor. We have a system to bring them out and then to bring them to a summer children's camp that we transformed into a refugee camp. And then we obviously care for them for the number of months that they were there. And then we try to bring them to Israel. And I might say that there are some Christians who say, well, Israel's in a war. Israel's a dangerous place. Why would I want to take them from one dangerous war to another dangerous war? The fact of the matter is, Israel is our home. Israel is secure. Israel is safe. And Israel is the hope and the aspiration and the dream for these people to leave the Ukraine and to come home to Israel. I might say, if I may, David, that it's not just that Christians have been supporting this WINGS effort for so many years. It's that they're doing so sacrificially. That means that there are Christians who are giving up things, giving up a new car, giving up a vacation. There was one woman from Florida who's a single mom who realized that she has one joy, materialistic joy, because she can't afford much, and that is when she goes to work, she gets a Starbucks latte for $5.50, and she loves that. And she realized one day that if she were to get a $3.50 McDonald's latte, she could save $2 every day and give it to help Jews in need and to save Jewish lives. And she wrote us that her children were so taken by that example of sacrifice that they dedicated themselves to those same Christian values of her mother, because they saw it operating in the real, not just going to church, not just praying with your lips and heart,
right,
but praying with your legs and with your arms and doing something to save Jewish lives. Today we have that opportunity, and it might not be there tomorrow. The doors could close any day, which is why it's so important and compelling for us to fill those seats as quickly as possible and to get as many Jews as needed to Israel safely.
Rabbi, that's extraordinary. Many of them Holocaust survivors in their final years of life. out of that war-torn region of Ukraine and home to Israel with their family. You can make this happen today. There are 2,500 Jewish refugees who have lost everything. They're in the Ukraine because of anti-Semitism, war, oppression. We are going to be the answer, number one, to their prayers. And number two, we're part of history. Remember what Ezekiel 39:28 says, "Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, for though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind." Remember what Jeremiah said? "There is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their land." We are being part of history. The question is, are you going to pray about this and say, you know what, I want to be like this mom in Florida that said, you know what, every time I give up something in this thing to make this investment, I'm going to know I rescued a Jewish refugee and got them safely back to their home in Israel. These are God's chosen people that we're helping, that we're rescuing. A generous gift of $1,500 puts a Jewish refugee on that flight. Perhaps you'll make that gift of $1,500 right now. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by ready to talk with you. You can make your donation with a debit or credit card, and it's so easy and so quick. Now, if you can't give $1,500, how about a gift of $500? And we'll join you and two other listeners who are also contributing $500, and the three of you will rescue one Jew on this flight. You can also give a gift of $150, and maybe there are 30, 40, 50 of you listening to us who would say, you know what, Dave, Rabbi, I want to be part of this. I'll contribute $150. Because I get this. Would you please call right now, today, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. Oppression, anti-Semitism, not on our watch. There are young Jewish families that are refugees. We've heard a story of a Jewish proprietor who lost his store and was thrown out of his store. Give us the keys. You don't own it anymore. Sound familiar? Just 70 years ago? We're going to say no. We're going to get them to peace and to hope to have a future in their home of Israel. Will you be part of this? Your gift of $1,500 rescuing a Jewish refugee. And the phone number is 844-80-WINGS, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. I'll say it slower. 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. By the way, there is a special webpage just for this flight, too. You can gift online. The website is ifcj.org/radio. Gift online, ifcj.org/radio. Hey, Rabbi, how many Jewish refugees and Jewish souls have we rescued over the years? You shared this number with me earlier, and it's extraordinary. It took my breath away.
Well, over the past 15 years since we began the WINGS program with Pat Boone, Pastor Jack Hayford, from that time till now, we have rescued over 950,000 Jews. Wow. From what the Bible calls the land of the north, various parts of Russia and former Soviet Union, from Ethiopia, from Kush, as the Bible calls it, and I might add, through various other means, we've brought Jews from various Arab lands, and where the operations are even obviously much more complex and expensive. But I don't even look at it that way. I know I should, and I take pride that glory to the Lord.
Yes.
That he's helped us bring so many people. I just see that family that's sitting in a refugee camp, that man who is a Holocaust survivor and whose business was taken over. And he was one of the leaders of the Jewish community in Donetsk. He was a giver. He was someone who would give money to help the Jewish community. And overnight, in one second, all of a sudden, he loses everything. He loses his daughter. He loses his business. His house is shattered. He has no place to go. And thanks to Christians and Jews around the world, we were able to get him out of the war zone, care for him, comfort ye, my people.
Thanks.
And now we want to bring him home. Now he wants to come home. And he will always remember, the Jewish people will always remember those saints, those righteous Gentiles we have in Israel, Yad Vashem, at the Holocaust Memorial, we have an avenue of trees planted for the Alex Schindlers, the Corrie Ten Booms, the Wallenbergs, those who saved Jewish lives. Today, we don't have to risk our own lives. Today, there are people who probably could afford that and more easily, and others who are so sacrificial in making their gift. I know that God is true to his word in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, that he will bless those who bless his children Israel. And each of the Christians that has participated in this Wings ministry over the past 15 years, they tell me that their lives have been enriched and blessed. And they attribute it to these kinds of efforts, these kinds of gestures that are biblical, that are fulfilling prophecy, and I continue to say that are a model for our children to see us doing that. That will imbue them with values that can never be taken away. They're entrenched when they see their parents, even sacrificially. We have kids, hundreds of kids who give up their Christmas gifts because they see that that's so important in their family. They give up their Christmas gifts. They go babysitting in order to help one Jew. It's bringing up children correctly.
Rabbi, and you know what it is? It's legacy building. It's legacy building in the next generation of our children. And this is an opportunity for us right now to partner with an amazing, extraordinary event on Wings of Eagles. We're going to rescue Holocaust survivors, Jewish families, and their children from the Ukraine, get them on an airplane to a new life of hope, and taking them home to Israel. And your one-time gift of $1,500 puts a Jewish refugee on that plane. I'm just going to call it out, Rabbi. I know there's five people listening right now that can say, I want to do this. I want a gift, that $1,500 one-time gift. Spread that over 10 months, $150. Or maybe there's 50 of you that say, I get this. I want a gift. I want to leave a legacy in my children because I am a Christian. I am a believer in the faith. And I know the bond between the Jews and the Christians and the Jews and the Gentile, as you mentioned, Rabbi. And I want to make an investment in that. $150, 10 of you doing that right now. We put a Jewish refugee on that plate. And this is immediate. This is life, hope. It's going to be given. Will you join us? Well, Rabbi, wow. We're almost at the end of our program today. Thank you for sharing your heart. What final thoughts would you like to give us?
Thank you again for the opportunity. I've been around for a while. I started the first dialogue between Christians and Jews, evangelicals and Jews, some 35, 40 years ago. I've seen a lot, and we are living in very special times when God is bringing his children together, Christians and Jews, standing at the forefront today for our shared Judeo-Christian heritage that is being threatened around the world, the underpinnings of our nation and freedom. We need to stay together. And so many Christians want to do good and want to take the model of a Corrie Ten Boom into their lives. Today, it's possible. Today, just pick up the phone. Help save the lives of Jews that are in jeopardy today. And I know God will bless you for it. Your children will take an example from your commitment and concern and love for Israel and the Jewish people. So I hope that we will hear God's voice in our heart, and unlike 70 years ago, that we will act on it and not regret inactivity, standing at the side, and instead bring about the saving of lives and the fulfillment of God's word.
Thank you, Rabbi. Folks, this freedom flight out of the Ukraine to Israel is coming up soon. Don't miss this opportunity. We need your help right now to fill each and every seat. $1,500 one-time gift does that. Or maybe you can give $500. We'll partner you with two other listeners who are also giving $500, and together you'll rescue one Jew and bring them to Israel, or perhaps you'll gift a one-time gift of $150. 10 of you gifting $150 right now does just that. Here's the phone number, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647, 844-809-4647. And again, you can also give online for this flight. The website is ifcj.org/radio, ifcj.org/radio. Can I get you and 10 others to gift a $150 one-time gift right now? Are there two of you that would say I would gift $1,500 one-time gift right now? Are there two of you that would say I'll gift $150 for 10 months and make that sacrifice? And knowing that a Jewish refugee is on Wings of Eagles on this rescue flight that's taking place, here's the number again, 844-80-WINGS. The need is urgent. How are you going to be a part of God's plan and prophecy? 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. Think about this. We can do something. We can rescue a Holocaust survivor who survived 70 years ago the atrocities of World War II. We can rescue them right now. Get them on that emergency flight to Israel. Our gift of $150 for 10 months puts a Jewish Holocaust survivor on that freedom flight. Or how about this? You and 9 others gifting a one-time gift of $150, we put a Jewish Holocaust survivor on that flight to Israel. Maybe there's one or two of you that would say, I want to gift the entire $1,500 one-time gift and make sure a Jewish Holocaust survivor is on that freedom flight to Israel. The phone number is 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. This is holy work we're doing. Would you pray about this? 844-809-4647. Well, thank you for joining us through this program. My name is David James. We've had the privilege of talking to Rabbi Yachiel Eckstein from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Until next time, 844-80-WINGS.
Shalom, friends. This is Rabbi Yachiel Eckstein speaking to you from Jerusalem. Here in the month of June, the fellowship is conducting 7 Wings of Eagles freedom flights. And I want to give you the dates of these flights so that you can sponsor and rescue a precious Jew, bring them home to the land of Israel, and pray for their safe landings and for their future life in Israel. The Ukraine Wings of Eagles freedom flight leaving Kiev, Ukraine, arriving in Tel Aviv, Israel, will take place this month on Tuesday, June 28th. With your prayers and financial support today, we're hoping to rescue on this flight over 150 Jews out of the Ukraine. In addition to the Ukraine flight, the fellowship is conducting 6 other Wings of Eagles freedom flights here in the month of June. And those dates and locations are June 26th from Turkey, June 27th from Argentina, June 27th from Brazil, June 28th from France, and June 29th from Russia. Your gift today of $1,500, $500, $150 will go towards these on Wings of Eagles flights to rescue hundreds of Jews. Please call right now and tell the operator that you'd like to bless one or more of God's chosen people, perhaps a Holocaust survivor, an orphan boy or girl, an elderly widow, or even an entire Jewish family. These are Jews who cannot afford to make Aliyah to Israel. But with your gift today, you can make that miracle possible. You can put them on a seat on one of these Fellowship Freedom flights here in the month of June. Here's the phone number to call, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Operators are standing by ready to talk with you. That's 844-80-WINGS, W-I-N-G-S. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. Your generous gift today will enable these Jews to escape anti-Semitism and extreme poverty and to realize the dream of living in their biblical homeland, Israel. And when they arrive in Israel, your generous donation also provides them with resettlement assistance. We don't just say goodbye to them at the airport. We help them become full, productive citizens. Through the Fellowships on Wings of Eagles Freedom Flight Ministry, you will help fulfill biblical prophecy that promises to gather the Jewish exiles from the four corners of the earth. Here's that number once again to rescue a Jew on one of these June Fellowship Freedom Flights. 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-809-4647. Todah Rabah. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family for your sacrificial gift today. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to our program. May God bless you and your family for your generous gift today. Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein is the radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.